Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
This is Business Rockstars. I'm Mark Lack, and we're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. We've got Robbie Berthume in the house. He's the CEO and co-founder of Bolin Beard. It's a pleasure to have you on the show, bro.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it. Appreciate the opportunity.
So what do you guys do? I saw your business partner.
Yeah. Well,
he's the beard.
We try to stay a little mysterious. So that kind of happens. So it's actually interesting, sort of the story. And I feel like I have to rewind to give Bolin Beard context into sort of how it was born. But I started out at a young age. I was 14 and started building websites. And that turned into a digital agency and turned into coming out to L.A. at a young age, 2021, and suddenly it was top 20 in their 20s in LA Business Journal and all this success. And I remember driving around in the Beamer just, yeah, look at me, you know, what is this? This is awesome. Yeah. But that was followed by definitely suffering sort of on a personal side, being young, having a lot of money and being, you know, sort of not used to what to expect when I was successful. And business partnership that certainly went awry in that phase of the company. Taught me a lot of lessons. So essentially after 10 years, I shut down that company. I spent some time in the agency world and started thinking about what's the next model? What do I want to do? Is it a digital agency or is it something a bit different? And ironically, I met my business partner after I started the Bull and Beard brand. So I was like, you know, I like the strength of a bull, wisdom of a beard. It's alliterative. It sounds like an agency. I think this could work, you know. And lo and behold, I was a director at an agency and kind of, again, charting the path. Do I want an equity seat there? Do I want to start something? And he's put it this way, probably about my dad's age. So he's a little bit older. So I came in and I was actually his boss. And he's like, what's going on? You know, I'm 25 at the time. But we got a chance to work together, which I think is really important because that really served as sort of an incubator, you know, for our relationship. And we talked a lot about values and you know, ethics and what we wanted out of life, more so than even sort of the business model, because you know, we both had experiences with business partnerships and that sort of thing. So we came in and said, you know what, we want to get equally yoked. We want to do this 50-50. We want to be on the same page. And then our first meeting, and we hadn't really put two to two together, but our first meeting, it's like, oh, you're the bull, you're the beard. And we're like, okay, we'll run with that. That makes sense. So Jason's a little more laid back and kind of the quiet guy, doesn't like the attention. I'm the guy that, you know, wants to be here looking at the camera, that kind of thing. But it's been a lot of fun. We're a little bit different in that we essentially do business-to-business matchmaking. So we really heavily focused on the agency world, ad agencies, PR agencies, connecting them with resources, mobile developers, you know, if it's obscure digital projects, campaigns. And then it sort of expanded to working with founders, connecting them with, you know, viable resources, talent, tools, teams, that sort of thing. But not a recruiter model. Yeah. So it's really relationship-based. We get to know you. We throw parties. We just try to avoid any sort of ulterior motive, because if people like you, if people trust you, if you do well by them, then it pays off in the long run.
Well, I want to go back to, and I appreciate you for sharing that much context with us. I want to go back to specifically the part where you said you had a lot of success. You had a company you started at 14, lasted for 10 years, had success, lost it all. Mm-hmm. I think that's got to have a huge lesson in that.
Certainly.
Let's talk about that.
Oh, yeah.
What was that like when you made a lot of money?
Really hard.
How did it feel? And losing it all on the other end of the, what was the gift?
Yeah, I think that, you know, when I moved out to LA, I feel like my value sort of shifted a bit in the sense that, you know, I think money gives you, it's a bit intoxicating, especially if you're not used to it, new money kind of thing. And
the old saying, money just sort of makes you more of who you are.
Yes.
I don't necessarily believe that's true 100%.
It brought out a little bit of, you know, drinking my own Kool-Aid, a little bit of a cockiness. And I was younger and, you know, and I think I also felt that I wanted to make up for lost time because I started so young and I graduated high school early and college early. And it's just like, I want to travel and I want to do things. So, I probably spent too much money at that point in my life, just kind of soaking it up. And I remember kind of, you know, just driving down in the car and just thinking like, you know, wow, this is surreal. Like, what happened? I'm in Beverly Hills, like, just this business and all this stuff is happening. But I wasn't paying attention. I think I got complacent and I didn't have the wisdom. I didn't have the mentors in my life or anybody that really could sort of say, you know what, slow down or be careful with this aspect. Mm. And I wouldn't have listened to him either anyways, because I was going to do my own thing. Because it had worked so well, I think, for me by that chance or by that time. I think when it all started to, you know, really fall apart was I decided to move from L.A. and I was going to be able to run the agency and, you know, do it from the East Coast. My business partner, ex-business partner, was going to stay out here. And that's when things just began to crumble, and eventually found stuff in our books, and it was a disaster. So when that happened and really, you know, the financial side was like, I thought I had this amount of money and now I don't. And there was crazy dynamics involved that I want to get into just for his sake. But that was hard. But I feel like, you know, that suffering was the biggest blessing, just in the sense that I certainly learned a lot more through that period than any other period. Yeah. The problem was, you know, how do you define success? Was I no longer successful? You know, and my expectations had gotten here. And so I think I downsized and moved into a townhome for a while. And, you know, but I was looking at it, it was like, oh, this is a garage, you know, but I needed to go through that. I needed to really be grateful and appreciate, you know, what I have. And it did that. And I think it also taught me, in the future, be patient, you know, especially being in tech and things are moving so quickly that, you know, you can be, in terms of growth, you want to just speed things up.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's always good. I think you should be really conscious about what you do, who you're with, who you meet. I think patience wins the game.
Well, it sounds like you had a great lesson on that. And there's an old saying,
in our hard lesson.
In our greatest pain, we have our greatest growth. Sounds like you went through that. We've got the CEO and co-founder of Bull & Beard, Robbie Bertheum, joining us. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Mark Lack, and we're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. So I want to throw a sometimes difficult question to answer. And that is, you know, in your business that you're in, there's not necessarily, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, anything that's like proprietary, anything that like other people can't do or that they maybe even are doing already as their own business offer. Mm-hmm. So what makes you positioned as the preeminent option and choice as an industry leader so that when a client looks at potential people, they go, it's a no-brainer. I got to choose Bull & Beard.
Yeah, that's a great question. I think that in terms of sort of what makes us unique or what can't be replicated, not to say this in a brash, egotistical way, but they can't replicate me. They can't replicate my business partner.
So the people behind it.
So the people behind it in our business make a lot of sense. I think that they're, you know, as we grow, there's different ways to automate, to scale. There's platforms. There's sort of, you know, if you think of Match.com or Realtor.com, there's different ways of developing out the model. But our goal is really to maintain that personal touch. And I think to do that, you know, we don't want to grow so much just in terms of adding people or adding people to help that process.
Okay.
In terms of how I get to that position, how I've been getting to that position, it's a lot of podcasts, it's writing, it's doing pieces, you know, Forbes, Huffington Post, Matt, it's getting out there. It's really establishing a brand and a presence through our site and through my personal brand that really all feeds itself. And again, I think that that's something different. So if you take like a Gary Vee, you know, as an example, if somebody goes up to Gary Vee and says, hey, who built this mobile app or who would you recommend for this? And he says, you know, I use this firm, or these are the guys who use. They're going to say, okay, well, I trust Gary Vee, and I'm going to do that. Mm-hmm. So I'm not quite to Gary Vee's level, and I'm not trying to be Gary Vee. I'm Robbie Bertheum, but I like that strategy, you know, and essentially just getting to know people and getting to the point where...
So having an agency, but building your personal brand around it.
Yes, the personal brand feeds the agency, and Bull & Beard, you know, I think as its brand, if you go to our website, it's not crystal clear what we do. There's some mystery, there's some intrigue, I think, to draw people in and, you know, just get them curious. I don't want to sell everything on the site and tell them all of what we do, because it helps us stand out in this marketplace when people are like, you know, I want to look more into these guys. Like, what is different about them? So it's a slower way to grow.
I got you.
But we feel like it's a strong way to build a sustainable.
I love it. I mean, I think that the personal brand aspect of it is what's huge and separates people like Tony Robbins, Grant Cardone, Gary Vaynerchuk away, because they have their agencies or they have their business services. But it's not, hey, we're going to teach you how to increase your sales. Hey, we are representing Tony Robbins.
Yes.
Hey, we're an agency, but we're representing Gary Vaynerchuk.
Right.
Hey, we help you with your car dealership or with sales as well, but we're representing Grant Cardone.
Right.
And when you hear the name, you go, oh, I know that guy.
Yeah.
You're representing him.
It's credibility.
Okay.
Yeah.
Boom.
And it's inherited credibility, I think, with the match. I mean, that's where what it all comes down to is again, that trust aspect that you build over time.
Yeah. I love that you brought that up. And on the note of habits and rituals, because I like that you answered what you were talking about for solving them. I want to bring it back to you, though, because if you're the person that's ultimately getting paid to help solve problems, mm-hmm. you have to continue to become a better value adder mm-hmm. so that you can make more money, have more impact. So what are some habits and rituals that you feel like you've developed personally and professionally mm-hmm. that help you be more, you know, effective with managing your time? You're a sure. father of three kids, sure. yeah. helping work with your business partners and your employees, helping manage all your clients and their issues. Mm-hmm. So I'm just naming a couple. What are some habits and rituals that you have?
I mean, I think, you know, a lot of it comes down to, I mean, everything from morning routines and meditation and, you know, drinking a glass of water first thing. I mean, there's a lot of personal routines, I think, yeah. to, you
but
know,
some people are like, scratching their head, like, what?
Yeah.
I should I be mean, drinking a water.
I mean, I wake up and actually a good friend of mine told me this, Brian Smith, was real big on this. Wake up and drink water. First thing you do, just drink
you
water.
You breathe out 2 liters of water if you sleep 8 hours on average.
There you go.
Because if you put your nose up to a mirror and the moisture, it's moisture. So after 8 hours of breathing.
I tend to be dehydrated or during the yeah. day, you know, I just don't drink enough water. So I start yeah. out with that. Meditation and prayer, and even something my business partner and I, we pray every day at the office. And it's something that, you know, I think a lot of business owners, entrepreneurs, they don't talk about as much. And in advertising, it's certainly its own industry and its own world.
Yeah, yeah.
But in many ways, we built our business on faith and on, you know, prayer every day. And I think that really helps us from a habits perspective yeah. and from a growth perspective, not get overwhelmed, because at the end of the day, God's in control. I'm going to do the best yeah. I have with the time I have.
Somebody says they want to learn more about you. They want to follow you. Mm-hmm. Maybe they even want to get in touch with you on your website. Where can they do that?
Yeah. Bullandbeard.com. People ask me how to spell that. I'm like, Bull and Beard. Bullandbeard.com is our company site. And then certainly for me, Facebook.com/RobbieBerthume. Facebook.com/Berthume. Snapchat, Robbie.Berthume. Instagram, Robbie.Berthume.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you for coming on the show, brother.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mark.
I'm Mark Lack. This is Business Rockstars. We connect a community of entrepreneurs. Maybe you'd like to be a part of it. You can join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at BusinessRockstars.com.
IRS doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts too, even threaten your home or business. And it's about to get worse. The IRS just hired an army of new tax enforcers. So, if you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. Optima has access to a special IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And their clients that qualify are saving thousands, even tens of thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letters, stop aggressive collection actions, and stop that army of new enforcers from targeting you. But don't delay. It's important to act now while you still have options. Optima is A-rated with the Better Business Bureau. Optima has already resolved over $500 million of tax debt for their clients. Get your life back. Call now for your free consultation.
Call 800-608-0955. 800-608-0955. 800-608-0955.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
BizTalk News wants to feature your business as part of our Discovery feature, which highlights businesses that are not yet known nationally, but offer products or services that benefit BizTV viewers. Available in over 40 markets on broadcast TV and online via BizTVClub.com. BizTV wants to help get the word out about your business. If you're interested in having your business featured on a future episode of BizTalk Discovery, email us at discovery. At biztv.com.
With 20% back in rewards on color copies from Staples, you can run your business with confidence. The confidence to leave behind presentations that customers will read, not recycle. The confidence to produce color manuals that'll keep your business in the black. The confidence that your financial forecast will no longer be partly cloudy. Show off your business in full color for less at Staples. Now get 20% back in rewards on color presentations, manuals, and copies. Staples, it's pro time. Visit staples.com/20color. Expires 11/4/17. Exclusions apply.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Rockstars, I'm Mark Lack, and we're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. Justin Lefkovich is joining us. He's the CEO and founder of Mirrored Media. Recap first, what your company does, bro.
We are an experiential marketing firm, so we are pretty much the entertainment leader of experiential marketing. So we help brands connect to their target market through engaging lifestyle events, activations, unique things.
Speaking of events, you said you guys threw a party on an aircraft carrier?
Yeah, 2 years in a row, actually, at Comic-Con.
Wow.
So the USS Midway, which was an active aircraft carrier by all terms, and it was probably one of the most challenging venues I think you could
imagine.
I mean, you can imagine we had thousands of people on an aircraft carrier. Yeah. We had flyovers and fireworks and, we had everything. We had a runway show, Bad Sons, Cathedrals, MGMT, Grimes, like basically a little mini festival on top of an aircraft carrier, but a massive stage that we had to bring up through like missile elevators. So literally everything comes up on these little missile elevators. So load in, load out was quite entertaining. Everything goes through like Navy stuff. It's pretty crazy.
Well, you have an awesome story about how you were able to build your company though.
Yeah.
Before you ever threw parties with 1,000 people on aircraft
carriers. Before we got to that.
What was sort of like the bullet point story of how you got to creating this?
I mean, I was never actually even in, like, music was foreign to me. I loved music. I was a fan of music. I was actually in magic. I was a professional magician, a performing magician.
Can we do any tricks right now?
We can't.
We need some cards.
We need some stuff. But yeah, no, I was a performing magician, and my dad introduced me to a friend of his, this guy, Ray Kennedy. And he was a singer-songwriter. He wrote, like, most famously, Sail on Sailor for the Beach Boys. Mm-hmm. And he just needed some help. He needed some basic, you know, life management stuff. And I stepped in and he asked me if I'd help. And I was like, sure. I knew nothing what I was doing. Yeah. I was like, cool, I can just answer questions with you and hang out with you. So I did that. And it was crazy because I was meeting and hanging out with some of the most insane, business people, but artists and rock stars and like actual rock stars that were incredible that I had no appreciation for at the time. But it was through that time, it was like there's a massive paradigm shift in the music industry. And that's where we saw big changes. That's where we saw the big changes in the label system and everything else. And I was just sitting there and listening and out to dinner with these amazing artists and listening to their struggle and the conversation they're having. And that's when I first was like, hey, no one is approaching the music industry on the sponsorship side like they were like in movies and sports and everything else. And I basically started having this idea for Mirrored Media back then and had the conversation with these amazing, crazy, huge rock stars. I was like, okay, if you could do it, what would you do? And like pretty much the main sentiment was if you could bring humanity back to the music industry and back to the sponsorship and figure out a way for it not to be a sellout, that's it. That's what you got to do. And so that's really what I approached it. And I started coming up with the idea. I randomly met this guy, Steve Kofsky, who's an amazing businessman. And his business partner is Hans Zimmer. And so Steve one day invited me to his studio with Hans. I was like, hey, you should just come by and chat. So I came by and I will always remember I was, you know, it was in college and I walked in and Hans was scoring. And I was like, I looked around. I was like, this is ridiculous. Like, this is what I want. Like, this is it. And Steve's amazing. And he's always been a mentor of mine. And since that day, and he basically was like, hey, when you're ready, tell me. And so right from school, I...
That day, you're like, I'm ready.
And that day, I was like, I cannot wait to be ready. So I graduated college. I got picked up to be a director in a medical firm, actually. And so I was there for a year, miserable, hated every day of my life, saved every penny I had, called Steve, and was like, okay, I'm ready. And he's like, cool, here's a closet. I'm taking a broom out of it. Here's your office. And literally, I worked out of a closet in Hans and Steve's studio. Wow. And 5 years later... This is where we got, but through them, that was the first, you know, speaking about network, that was the first kind of me helping build that network and then going and, you know, learning and taking meetings with Steve. And that's where I got my first client, and our first client wound up being MTV.
Well, outside of, I think the lesson that I pick up there is you've got to be humble. I think a lot of people nowadays, they see all the lifestyle people on social media and it's like, they think that they're going to just in their first year get that Lambo and that had the mansion and everything. And so they skip the ability to work out of the closet and miss what took you 5 years to get to where you are. They miss that gap. They think that in 1 year, I'm going to get the top office on the top floor of the Lambo. It doesn't happen. So I think the first lesson that I picked up there was you've got to be humble. You've got to be humble enough to work out of a closet for however many years it's going to take.
It sounds cliche, but I literally ate ramen for... I mean, because we didn't make a dollar. The company didn't make a dollar for, you know, 6 years. So I saved every dollar I made for up until then. And I literally ate whatever I had at the house, at the apartment. And I didn't make any money for a year at least.
Well, you're not the only person who worked out of a closet and ate ramen. CEO and founder of Mirrored Media, Justin Lefkovich, is joining us. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Mark Lack. And we're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. What do you think was one of the other lessons? Because eating ramen and working out of a closet for a few years, that's a lesson in itself.
Absolutely.
But what else did you learn from that that got you to where you are now?
For me, again, speaking about humility, like, never be afraid to ask for help. Mm-hmm. So I don't think I've ever been in a situation like I think I know what I know and I know what my skill set is and what I can do well. But by all means, my whole thing is I'm going to surround myself with the best people I can and ask them for their expertise and their advice. I don't pretend to know everything about influencer strategy. I don't pretend to know everything about fashion and all that stuff. Even though we do some of the most influential campaigns in those verticals, by no means am I the physical expert of those.
Yeah.
So for me, it's really asking questions of my mentors. I mean, I still have, you know, weekly calls with my mentors of asking for advice on a million different, you know, things.
Yeah.
I think it's that, it's, you know, looking, never being afraid to say yes. So for me, always going out and do it. There's situations where you're like, oh, I kind of don't want to do this, or I'm nervous to go out. But you have to put yourself out and put yourself in the situations, because I think that's where, A, you're going to meet the people. B, that's where you're going to learn the most. I mean, some of the scariest risks I've taken have been the most rewarding and the most awesome. Same. I've met the coolest people. We've done the coolest, you know, events and opportunities. Yeah. And I think it's scary, but you have to realize, you know, you have to take that risk in order to get.
Don't be afraid to ask. That's something that comes up across all successful people. It's like at some point you just have to get over the fear of rejection,
100%.
Get over the fear of failure, and just take action. What are some habits and rituals? I feel like we've had so many people come through the doors here. And the one thing that, well, there's a lot of things that they have in common, but the one thing that is the difference between being unhappy, sick, and broke, and happy, healthy, and wealthy is habits and rituals at the end of the day. So which habits and rituals do you feel like above all has helped you have the quality of life, the health, the relationships, and the success that you have?
Well, you know, I think for me, and I think it sounds like, I think for a lot of entrepreneurs, it's that work-life balance, whatever that is.
Or integration.
Exactly.
The balance is BS.
That's exactly what I was going to say. I don't think, like, work-life balance is an actual thing. I don't, it doesn't exist. But there is a, you know, an integration of how you do it. And for me, it's, I schedule my personal life is really it. Just, I treat my personal life like I treat my business life, where my day is scheduled out. That's what my personal life is too. Otherwise, I never have time to see anyone. So
I catch myself like on my phone doing like business and I'm like, I'm not texting, I'm doing emails. Like, I'm sorry. And then I catch myself and I'm like, I need to be present. Like, I have to it's so hard to turn the brain off.
So. 100%. So like in my calendar, I literally have dinners and hangs and drinks. Even if it's just like a chill, like, cool, I'm going to go bar hop with some friends. Like, I have it in there.
It's in the calendar. It's 2 hours bar hop.
100%. It's funny because naturally, I think we have this hierarchy of work before personal life, work before friends, work before family. And it's very natural. Yeah. And it's great. And I think that's what creates success, but at the same time,
at some
there's
point,
more to it. There's definitely more to it. And I think the last 5 years for me have been that. Like, I've missed some really important family things. I've missed some amazing friend things. I've missed weddings that I wish I had.
But later you'll be able to attend those in your helicopter.
Exactly.
If somebody wants to follow your brother, where can they do that?
For me personally, at Jay Lefkov, J-L-E-F-K-O-V. Okay.
Or your website for your company?
JustinLefkovich.com personally, for MirrodMedia.com for the company.
There you go. Thanks for coming to the show, brother.
Dude, thanks for having
me. Rockstar.
It's a pleasure.
I'm Mark Lack. This is Business Rockstars. Connecting a community of entrepreneurs is what we do. So you can join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at BusinessRockstars.com.
I'm Danny Lipford from Today's Homeowner, right in the middle of a kitchen facelift. Let me show you what we're doing to a door. Old door, we're changing it to a shaker-style door by simply using some Titebond original wood glue, a few wood strips, a little caulk and putty and paint. This thing is going to look fantastic. We'll be hanging these doors later today. You're ready to save some money around your house? Well, your windows may be allowing that cold air to sneak in. Believe it or not, there's actually a barrier here. It's duct brand Max window insulator kit. Very easy to install, and you're able to block out that cold air. Another thing you might not think about is installing the insulation in your attic. Mineral wool insulation from Roxel is so easy to cut with a bread knife, put an extra layer of.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Rockstar.
We're
We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Alex Worley. This is Business Rockstars. And joining me, Danielle Cuccio. She is the CEO and founder of Cuccio Somatology. So fun to interview you again.
I know. I'm so excited to be here.
I love your story. You come from an entrepreneurial family. So first of all, tell me about your family and what you've learned from them.
Yes, absolutely. So growing up, my parents owned a beauty business. So it's called Star Nail. Now they have Cuccio, which is my last name. And I watched them build this business. So they started, before I was born, they started on Venice Beach selling products at a stand, which I told you about.
Yeah,
it's
super
crazy.
Grassroots.
Yeah. It's kind of like the American dream. You know, I watched that grow into what it is today. And I was just so inspired. Growing up, my dad would always say, Danielle, you're going to take over the family business.
Aww.
And my sister,
you're like, no, I'm going to build my own.
I'm like, well, let's see about that. No. And, you know, I always thought I would.
That, that confidence.
It's sweet. So my sister became a doctor. So that was in the cards. So I kind of went through my own path where I had this interest in beauty and skincare. So, you know, I went to UCLA. I graduated. I went straight to beauty school, which is was very interesting, a very interesting experience.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Very different than anything I've ever
experienced. UCLA to beauty school. That's definitely two different paths.
Totally. It was like,
both have really helped you where you're at today.
Oh my gosh, absolutely. So, yeah, so I did that. I guess I'm diving straight into my whole story, if that's okay.
Please do. Keep going. You're making my job easy.
Right? So, yeah, I went to beauty school. The plan was to make my own skincare line. Uh-huh. That's really what I wanted to do and kind of extend my parents' brand into skincare. So mm-hmm. they were mostly nail products, you know, nail polish, the files you see at nail salons, they sell to nail salons mm-hmm. mostly, you know, the clippers, the buffers, all that stuff.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, that's not really my passion. You know, I'm really someone that has to do something that I love. Otherwise, mm-hmm.
keeps you going.
Keeps me going. Mm-hmm. You know, work is as hard as it is. So if you can love what you do, it'll make it a little bit easier.
Oh, yeah, a lot
easier. Uh-huh. So, you know, I knew that, and I knew that I'm the type of person that I really have to love and be interested in what I'm doing. Otherwise, I'm just not there.
Right.
So skincare was it for me at the time. I became an esthetician, graduated from beauty school, you know, worked as an esthetician for a year. And, you know, I lost interest. It was mostly that I wanted to create natural products, and most of these skincare products were not natural.
Okay.
And it's really hard to do that. So I got really turned off, and I danced my whole life, and I went into skincare, and I did not do skincare. I went into skincare, but then I went into yoga because I danced my whole life. And I found that yoga and the yoga lifestyle was what I was looking for. It's because people were eating well and they were treating their bodies well. They were
including what they put into their bodies, on their skin even. It was typically the value is that you want to be environmentally friendly and natural, right?
Exactly. So I basically, you know, really wanted to study that because mm-hmm. there was something there. People would walk out of a yoga class and their skin would be glowing. So I'm like, what are they doing that this is what I wanted for all my skincare clients?
Yeah, because like, not only are they beautiful, they're happy, which is what's most important. And they go to, you know, hand in hand.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So that was what I needed to study. So I did. I became a yoga instructor. I did it, you know, I taught top celebrities and at top offices, AOL, Tinder. Like, I wanted to really dive into the yoga community as much mm-hmm. as I could. And that's exactly what I did. And I love yoga. It's my like absolute passion. And, you know, knowing that I can take my background of beauty and combine it with yoga and wellness and be like, it's beauty from the inside.
Yeah.
That is really the true answer. And that's how you find beauty. Yoga is a big part of that. Mm-hmm. And tying those two together was my answer. And I found that. I mean, it took years and years and years.
Right. Well, yeah, you organically came up with this idea for Cuccio Somatology as a yoga instructor. Tell me about how the idea was born.
Yes. So the idea was born. So Cuccio is actually my last name, obviously.
Right.
And my dad came home from a business trip And he goes, do you know what stomatology is? And I'm like, I don't know. What is it?
That's a long, that's a big word. Like, what is it?
Most people are like, I don't know what that is. Mm-hmm. And so that's what the beauty of it is that a lot of people don't know what it is. And something new, a new word. So soma means the body. Tology is the study of. And that's exactly what I was doing. And he had recently been on a business trip that someone said, oh no, I'm a somatologist. I'm not a, you know, esthetician. He's like, my daughter's an esthetician. And the girl goes, no. I'm not an esthetician. I'm a somatologist.
Oh.
And he's like, what? So basically it's this higher level of being an esthetician or someone that really understands the body inside and out. And that's where somatology came from. And, it's cool because it wasn't really here in the United States. It's really still foreign. So that's kind of what we're doing is bringing that to people through yoga, through wellness, through beauty.
Amazing.
Yeah.
This is Business Rockstars. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Alex Worley, joined by Danielle Cuccio. She's the CEO and founder of Cuccio Somatology. So tell me, what is Cuccio Somatology?
Yes. Okay. So Cuccio Somatology, as I just said, so it's soma, the body, tology, the study of. So it's the study of the body. Cuccio Somatology is really about finding health and happiness. It's about and finding beauty. So it's all three intertwined through our products. Our products really create an experience. You know, every product has a very unique smell that really targets relaxation. Like, that is my ultimate goal, is to make people more relaxed. As a yoga instructor, through my brand, Cuccio Somatology, if I can put my product somewhere, say it's on your desk in the middle of a work day, or say in between interviews for you, if you could spray something and be like, oh, just my zen moment. That's what I want.
Amazing.
Yeah, we have to get you products. But
let's make that happen.
We will absolutely. That's my goal. That's what I want, because I know how stressful my life is. I know how stressful other people's lives are, and I know that if I can bring that moment to someone, it makes a really big difference. And even scientifically, we tap into the parasympathetic nervous system, rest and relaxation. It is so good for us. That's where we find health. So, not just physically, mentally as well. And that's what I want to find.
So right away, did you create a business plan, or how did you plan for the future?
Yeah. So just to mention also, because I had my blog and I forgot to mention that.
Yeah.
My blog is a really big part of how I built my brand.
Mm-hmm.
As we said, my brand did not just launch 9 months ago. I've had my blog for 5 years, which is crazy. So, I've been writing on there for five years to, people all over the world.
To establish your credibility and your expertise and being in this space of yoga and connecting with your potential customer.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, that is really something that I think brands need to do. You need to build an audience. You need to build that before you even launch. You have to listen to people. You have to see what people want. What are they looking for? And build this image of you. So much of my brand is me. It's an extension of me. And so I think that that's really an essential key to, if you're building a brand, and how it kind of comes to life in a way. I think that people like to see a human behind it, and just to know that it's coming from a place of love. It's coming from a passion. This brand is it's my passion for yoga and to bring that to other people. I mean, I'm a real life yoga instructor, and I want to bring this to other people. I love creating products. That's also a passion of mine. So I'm combining the two, but it's really important for them to see who I am. And on Instagram, I share, even on my blog, I share personal stories. I share wedding photos. I'm really open to share that with people, because I want people to get to know me, because I feel that sparks interest. And then people are like, oh, I really like her.
They know and trust you.
Exactly.
And then ultimately will trust buying your product.
Exactly. And that's huge. Trust is huge.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I'm also an influencer, and if a brand comes to me and I don't believe in the brand, I'm not going to share that with
my
readers. Yeah. I'm very picky. I'm picky with everything. And it
has to have brand alignment and align with your values.
Yeah, absolutely.
That reminds me of a lot of brands who do a lot of little touches like that. Yeah. So that sounds like one of yours where it's a picture of you and perhaps your story. Do you have anything else, like, you know, what's coming to mind as a brand might have, like a ribbon or a little handwritten note, mm-hmm. or special packaging, anything else that you have to really kind of pop?
Yeah, I mean, so we have my signature on all our my products too, which is fun.
Your packaging's beautiful.
Thank
I
you.
Love your brand.
Thank
yeah, the
you.
The coloring and the branding.
Thank you. Our design team is just so good and so amazing.
Yeah.
And anytime they can do anything for me, I'm just like, oh my gosh, you guys are so good.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I just trust them.
Yeah. How did you bring my vision to life?
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's really hard. I mean, mm-hmm. to like be able to verbally tell someone what you're looking for and then to have them do that. Because if I were to do that and put something together, it would not look like that, one. And two, it would take me a year.
Yeah.
I'm just very.
Sometimes, sometimes it's good to bootstrap and do it yourself. And sometimes it's just good to be like, this is where my skill set ends. I need to hire someone.
Yes. Uh-huh. And for anyone listening, if you know you guys are on a budget or anything, this is not where I get my design for that done, but for like my labels and stuff. But there's something called Fiverr.com.
Yes.
And it's amazing for if you need website help, blog help, or whatever, like something that
great resource.
Just don't know.
Yeah. For
about.
Quick little help. I love it.
Yeah.
Amazing insight, Danielle. Thank you so much
for being here.
CEO and founder of Cuccio Somatology. We are here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Alex Worley, and this is Business Rockstars.
Most people don't even know about the buyer's journey. They start a company and they think they've got the greatest product in the world, but they're not thinking about the customer's experience. So here's the way customers really experience you. They're going to see you in 5 or 6 stages. So you've got to gear your message at the right message, the right time, and the right story at that moment. You've got to have an ad or a video that's going to grab their attention to engage them. That's the first step. That's called attraction. So that's the attraction phase. If you get them to your landing page or to your web page, that's where you want to capture the information. So capture is where you have a mutual exchange of info, right? You're going to ask them for the email address or maybe like you on Facebook. So now you got to start giving them more information than your competitors are. Once they see, this might be something I want to move forward with, they're going to go and search all your competitors. All this is happening on your website without your salespeople, without your marketing people even being involved. So your information, your videos, your website has to be top-notch. Hopefully you're the one that gave them the most pertinent information for what they need. And then they move over and then they convert, become your customer. Hey, celebration, that's great.
Business Rockstars. Rockstars.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
If you have hard water, the lime scale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate lime scale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
The weakening of our bones over time is gender blind and poses a significant threat to men as well as women. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. Osteoporosis is often thought of as a female disease, but don't be fooled. It affects millions of men as well. And as for women, it's a silent disease, progressing without symptoms until a fracture occurs. However, when men get hip fractures, mortality is actually greater than for women. Stigma plays a role in poor diagnosis. Early detection for men is complicated by the fact that the fairer sex are routinely screened for osteoporosis after a fracture with a bone density scan or DEXA. That's not so for the fellas. So gentlemen, what do you need to do? Get informed. Take a proactive stance and ask your doctor whether you are at risk. Bone up on proper nutrition and exercise to slow bone loss. And check your pride at the door. brittle and broken bones are not a sign of manhood.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
How do you know if getting a celebrity endorsement is the right move for your business and your brand? Joining us to answer that question is Lindsay Carnett. She's the CEO and president of Marketing Maven. It's a pleasure to have you on the show with us.
Thanks for having me.
So, how do we know if it's the right move for our business?
I'll give you a buyer beware. So having a celebrity involved with your business can be a blessing, but it can also be a curse. So you have to determine, one, do you know your target audience? So if you know that you have a viable brand, you have a specific target audience, then and only then can you really determine which celebrity should I even invite to the table? And then how do you present your business well enough to make it interesting for them?
So a lot of the times what I see is a business and a brand that has a product, a service, and an offer that is in alignment with something a celebrity is in alignment with. For example, maybe a celebrity has had cancer or health problems.
Yep.
And a company has the product or the service that provides the solution to the cancer or the health problem. Then there's synergy there and it makes sense. And it doesn't seem like it's a cop out and a sellout on either part, but there's actually congruency and alignment there. So is something like that. Like if you're a business, you have a product and a service, and there's a celebrity out there who's in alignment and is very congruent with the values, the beliefs, and the offer, that would be something that would make sense.
You have to know how to tap into the heartstrings of the celebrity, and it will help you sweeten your deal.
Exactly. Like if they've already gone through the problem, maybe your business was the one that did help them. Who knows? If you're at that level, right? Maybe you, maybe you're the one that helped that person and then you could reach out to them. Maybe not. In a lot of cases, that's probably not going to be the situation. So let's say that I'm a small business, right? Maybe I'm doing anywhere between $1 million to $5 million or less. How would I know? Give us some contextual examples. Maybe you've helped people do this. Just like I'm a small business. I'm not a big company with a big budget. I'm a small business and I'm looking to maybe capitalize on leveraging influencers and celebrities.
Sure. So first of all, it's researching where are these people and what other deals do they have on the table. So one example is just, I mean, we have a nonprofit called WaterAid. WaterAid America, it's a huge organization. It's a global organization and they're looking to align with celebrities that are from different parts of the world. So, for example, they just built
a whole facility in, they installed toilets. It's all for women's health. So they're looking for a woman of Colombian descent. So,
okay.
Sofia Rivera would be a huge fit for them, but we first have to check what other nonprofits they're associated with. A lot of athletes, for example, will have their own foundation and it's, you know, they have their golf events and everything. So we first have to make sure nothing's conflicting and then go in with the ask. And a lot of times it's having that person experience your brand.
Yeah.
So we did a Norwegian design tour with Ty Pennington and it was not a formal endorsement by any means, but to have him embrace that culture really made a difference with how the level of interest that he had working with different companies.
So I love that you brought up research because I think that's the first thing you have to do is you have to research to see maybe they're already doing something with another nonprofit and it looks a little weird if somebody's supporting all of these nonprofits.
Mm-hmm.
So I love that you brought up the research part. How do we go about reaching out to them though? So let's say we've done our research. Mm-hmm. Now we found somebody that we think might be a fit or you have a couple candidates we want to reach out to. What's the best way to do that?
I know that all of the agents and all of the managers will hate me for saying this, but my most success has come from actually reaching out to that person directly.
To the celebrity.
So a lot of times you can't do that though.
Yeah.
So, but if there is some sort of in that you have to go to them directly,
yeah.
If it's something that speaks to them and pulls on their heartstrings, yeah. Then it's probably not going to pull on the heartstrings of the agent. And not going to pull on the heartstrings of the manager because there's
like their
no
job,
money
like
involved.
The attorney gets to say no to everything.
Right, exactly. So you want to try and go as directly as possible. If it's something that you know that you've researched really well, it will help this person emotionally somehow. And there is that connection.
Fantastic. So you got to get ultimately to them ideally in the ideal world and then leverage the emotional side again, based on research. So a lot of businesses out there, they may or may not be spending money on marketing, mm-hmm. but there's some very key important metrics and numbers to look at when you're getting into the marketing game. What are they?
Lifetime value of the customer and cost to acquire a customer.
Okay. So I'm a business owner.
Mm-hmm.
I'm either already spending money on my marketing,
mm-hmm.
or I'm just getting ready. Maybe a lot of my businesses come from word of mouth.
Sure.
And I'm getting clients. I don't necessarily know where they're coming from.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little nervous to start spending my money. You and I both help people,
yes.
help businesses with consulting, specifically on the areas of sales and marketing.
Mm-hmm.
I see people all the time. I go into their business. I'm going to help them grow, generate more leads, and convert more leads.
Mm-hmm.
So first question is, what's your customer acquisition cost? And a lot of people don't know how to answer that. So why is that so important?
Because you need to know when you are spending your money, how to get a new customer into your funnel. And you need to know how much to spend. So basically, we marketing professionals like to back into the numbers and figure out, all right, what are your revenue goals?
Yeah.
How many people do you need to get in your funnel so that you figure out what is your cost per acquisition? So to acquire a new customer means a lot of different things for different companies. It means more if you're a continuity-based business, for example. But, you know...
Because then you know the lifetime value, you can project that out.
Exactly. And you can figure out, you might be spending at a loss initially, but if the people are staying on your program for X number of months, it grows. So that's the whole value of...
Like, if you know your lifetime value, for example, to keep it super easy, if we were just going to say... It cost us $20 mm-hmm. to acquire a customer.
Right.
But we know that customer in 90 days is worth $100 to us.
Right.
How much, right? Or if we just knew, forget the customer acquisition cost. If we knew the customer was worth $100 in 90 mm-hmm. days, how much could we spend to acquire them?
Right. You would want to spend probably 50, not 20.
It depends,
or
right?
You could spend, I mean, insurance companies are paying a huge amount of money per lead to acquire that customer because that customer, the lifetime value is so high.
Yeah.
So it's all relative based on what that lifetime value of that customer is.
Lindsay, thanks for coming
on
the show.
Thanks.
I'm Mark Lack. This is Business Rockstars. We connect a community of entrepreneurs. You can join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
This information is given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged in rendering legal, accounting, business, or other professional advice. Since the details of your situation are unique, you should additionally seek the advice and services of a competent professional.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Williams Paisley. When my mother was diagnosed with dementia, we didn't know where to turn. For my family, the decision to move her into long-term care was heart-wrenching. From the start, I wish we'd known about the National Association of Insurance Commissioners.
BizTalk Radio.